and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. Our guest on the show today is Deborah Lilly, Associate Director at Accenture. Deborah joined Accenture through the acquisition of Certus Solutions about a year ago and has worked with Oracle Applications and Technology since 1996. She is an Oracle ACE Director, volunteer, and past president of the UK Oracle User Group. Deborah led the Product Development Committee of the IOUC, which is the user group team working with Oracle during the development of Fusion applications. Today, Deborah is responsible for helping European customers realize the value of Oracle Fusion applications. Deborah, it's a pleasure to have you here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. I know you've been pretty busy, so I want to thank you for taking time to be on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Deborah has joined us today on HCM Cloud Talk Radio to provide her insights about the power of digital assistants in Oracle HCM Cloud solutions. Deborah, this is certainly a very interesting topic, so let's start by talking about chatting. I'm sure our savvy listeners have used some form of chat software either on their PC or mobile phone, but what does chat give you in an HCM setting?
So chat's just another channel, another way for the user to interact with the HR system, just a way to ask questions and get the answers.
Can you explain the difference between web chat and chatbot for our listeners?
Yeah, I think we're all very familiar with web chat. You know, the opportunity to, you're on the screen, a little button pops up and says, you know, can I help you? And you're holding a conversation with an actual agent, but by typing into a form on the screen. The value is that it's much quicker than a phone call. You get connected much quicker. You don't have to go and raise a ticket to talk to your help desk. And the actual agent can handle more than one conversation at a time. A chatbot is automated. It's not a person that's answering those questions, and it's using artificial intelligence to answer those questions, or your intent. What is it that you're actually asking? And then it can return you the information that you need. And in this scenario, we're talking about bringing that data from your HCM application.
Okay, so between the web chat and the chatbot, they're both providing information back to the person asking questions. Are users able to tell the difference between the two?
Not always. And actually, at first, probably not at all. And quite interesting, back during the Second World War, Alan Turing said that a computer would deserve to be called intelligent if it could deceive a human into believing it was human. And that's quite an ethical area at the moment. Should you, pretend that your chatbot is human? And I think the world is quite divided on it. Personally, I really think that you shouldn't. And actually, the state of California passed a law just before Christmas that says if you're talking to a computer, you must tell the user that they're talking to a computer. So I don't believe you should pretend, definitely not. But I think it's okay to give it a persona. And actually, I think, you should determine what your persona is, because if you've got lots of developers working on your chatbots and you've decided that it's going to be a male age 30 that's answering the questions, then they've all got to be written the same way. So a persona's okay, but don't pretend it's human.
Okay, good point. So you mentioned that a chatbot gives artificial intelligence given a response. So what if the chatbot can't answer a question?
So the best way and the most seamless way would be to hand you over to an agent. I've seen a few that say, oh, I can't answer that question, let me get a colleague, when that's the first time you've had human interaction. So the best thing to do would be to either send you back to a human agent through web chat or ask you a specific question to try and understand what the intent of your question is. So if they're not quite sure, it can be programmed to ask you a specific question that will help them understand what it is that you're trying to get to.
Okay. And since we are here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio and we're talking about HCM Cloud applications, can you give our listeners some examples of how digital assistants will work in an HCM setting?
So, something close to all our hearts. Let me see my payslip. Or what is my salary? So things that you just want to know. Or I could be, I could say, oh, I got married last week. I'd like to change my marital name.
So the last example, that wasn't simply a question with an answer. There's an ask to do something there. So can you talk about how the data would be updated in that example in changing a name?
Yeah. So chatbots talk to applications using APIs. And if the API allows you to update, then you can configure your chatbot to update that data. And it will be validated like any other interaction with that API. So in Oracle HCM, there is some employee data that can be updated through an API. And as I said at the beginning, a chatbot is just another channel that can integrate with your system. What the developer of the chatbot needs to be very aware of is, what security do you want around that? So in the scenario that I've just given you, it's perfectly okay for me to change my name through that API from a technical point of view. If my organization insists that I provide a marriage certificate, then I can't do that through the API. And does it want me to log on to do that to check that I am who I say I am? So what security do I want around that? So yes, it's possible to do it, but as a developer, you would have to consider what you actually need.
Okay, that sounds like a very powerful application. Do you think organizations want chatbots as part of their HR service?
Definitely. I think this is absolutely a game changer. I've been around IT a long time, but it's not that long ago that if I forgot my password to any system, I had to go and ring a help desk and wait for them to change my password for me. And the day that that became self-service in applications was a real winner for organizations. You know, the savings in not having to manually change people's passwords. And I think chatbots are going to be that next biggest impact on service. So what's the most frequent question that you get on your HR help desk? And put that in a chatbot. And, you know, if you're diverting people from having to have an interaction with a human being because you can deliver the information quicker, you know, without error, and not having to have somebody do that, then there's savings to your organization. So absolutely. Within Accenture, there was a paper written recently about igniting HR for strategic business partnerships, AI and automation. And it was based on a survey, and they saw it really playing a significant role as a business enabler. You know, freeing up HR teams from those transactional, the non-value added activities, so that they could focus on the strategic stuff that gained more traction in the business. So, yeah, there's definitely a part. And I would say, you know, chatbots aren't limited to HR, but it's the number one use case that I see in my world of applications.
So that's very interesting, Deborah. So at what point do you recommend customers start thinking about adding chatbots?
Today, when I'm talking to any prospect, any new customer, we're talking about it straight away. People see it as not into the future. For customers who've been live for a while, then we're having conversations with them around what are those number one questions that come into your help desk? What are the ones that you'd like to try first? So we created a chatbot demo that we call My Concierge, which takes data from HCM and we're showcasing that Oracle platform to customers at every stage today.
Okay, so how complex can a chatbot get?
Yes, you've got to be careful here. You get so excited, you don't want to get carried away. So, you know, you start simple and then there's loads of examples. And if you're working with your, you know, your help desk team, that, you know, they're going to give you lots of examples of things that people ask over and over again. And the software learns the questions that are asked. You know, it allows you to see what questions are asked. And if you hadn't included that in your chatbot initially, you know, that's an obvious place to go and look for the next one. But the more complex that gets, then the navigation through it becomes complicated. And you need to be, you know, you can be a victim of your own success then, and it can get confused. And that can lead to frustrating the user. There's no point using a chatbot if it's not going to give you the answer that you want, or if you have to keep repeating yourself because it, you know, remember the automated telephone systems where you just seem to be going around in circles. So you don't want that. But Oracle recognized this, and at Open World in San Francisco last October, they launched the next generation of chatbots for their users, the Digital Assistant.
Okay, so how is Oracle's Digital Assistant different from a chatbot?
So the best way to get the highest success rate with a chatbot is to keep it simple. One question or one very simple flow. And the problem with that is if you wrote all of those as separate chatbots, then, you know, which chatbot are you going to use? You're asking the user to do the navigation. So what the digital assistant does is it takes each of those simple interactions that we previously referred to as bots, and they're now called skills. Think of Alexa. If you're adding new skills to Alexa, that's the terminology that you use. So here we are in the digital assistant. We're going to have lots of simple skills, and the digital assistant itself will deal with that navigation. So you ask it a question, and it works out which skill is going to answer that question, gives you your answer, and then you ask the next one, and if it's the same skill, fine. If not, then it will navigate you to the correct one. And what's really fantastic is that if you move from one skill to another and back again, the digital assistant has kept that conversation. So if you're talking about salary and then you go off to talk about performance and you go back to salary, you don't have to start the conversation again. The digital assistant is handling that. So very, very powerful, takes away the navigation problems and takes away that frustrated user syndrome at the end.
Since Oracle HCM Cloud is an obvious use case for digital assistants, in your opinion, what is Oracle doing to help organizations implement this technology?
Exactly. And one of the great things about SaaS is that every organization is using the same code line. So that means that the innovation should be available to everyone. If we look at Customer Connect, there's a great sharing of reports, where because it works for one organization, it's going to work for another organization. And Oracle have seen this, and Chris Leone, the SVP for HCM development, at OpenWorld, he committed to working with development to produce skills from the HCM product itself. And then these will be available to any HCM customer who wants to use the Oracle Digital Assistant. The first of those skills are being made available very soon, and with more coming over the rest of the year. And in fact, with the continuous innovation and the quarterly updates, we're going to get more and more added at each stage.
Excellent. Well, can you talk a little bit about what type of skills you see being developed by Oracle HCM development at the moment?
This year in London, we had an Open World London in January, and Chris Leone demoed some of those first skills. They're around recruitment, candidate experience, absences, salaries, payslips, tax, performance feedback, and approvals. So quite a lot in that first delivery of skills for HCM. And at the moment, I'm working with product management for digital assistants and with your own colleagues in the Centre of Excellence to put together a quick start demo. As part of my ACE Director role, I present at a lot of conferences, and I want to show people, you know, how to actually sit down, get this working, and see the data coming back from their system.
Great, and it sounds like there's a lot out there and a lot more coming. So looking forward to that. So I want to get your opinion on something. Why do you think Oracle has added the digital assistant to Oracle PaaS instead of embedding it into the HCM cloud?
The digital assistants are only limited by our imagination. There's so much more value to be had here. You may have other information that's held on your company intranet. Frequently asked questions or policies that are held externally to your HCM system. You may have a third-party payroll application. PaaS is a platform which enables you to extend not only your SaaS applications, but also any other applications that you've got. So we can have one digital assistant, and the answers can come not only from HCM, using the skills that Oracle have provided, but also from any other system where you have information that may be of value to your users. And the digital assistant can handle those multiple sources in a single solution.
Excellent. So the digital assistant sounds very exciting. So where should our listeners go for more information?
The digital assistant product management team have put loads of information out there for people. They have a library of YouTube videos, really, really good, broken into very small pieces so that you can learn how to use Digital Assistant very easily. Accenture have launched a white paper on our thoughts and considerations, things to think about, at the recent Modern Business Exchange in Las Vegas. So there's lots of information out there to help people get started.
Great. Deborah, thank you very much for joining us on HCM Cloud Talk Radio and sharing your insights about the power of digital assistants in Oracle's HCM Cloud service. As you mentioned earlier, digital assistants are really just limited to by our imagination, and I'm sure the show sparked the imagination and interest of our listeners. So thanks again for providing a lot of great information and for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to learn more about the power of digital assistants in your HCM cloud service, please check out the following information. Igniting HR for Strategic Business Partnerships, and you can get to that document by going to accenture.re/2Q, p, A, U. And this essential white paper outlines HR's role in helping to formulate and execute business strategy, which includes the move to using automation and AI as business enablers. You can get an update on the California legislation that Deborah mentioned relating to chatbots by going to bit.ly/2EFDD0s. And here you'll find an article titled, A California Law Now Means Chatbots Have to Disclose They're Not Human, which outlines how a recent California law designed to make it easier for Californians to know whether they're speaking to a human or a bot could have far-reaching consequences for how automated systems communicate with people online. And you can also find the press release titled, Oracle delivers personalized digital assistance for the enterprise, announcing the availability of Oracle Digital Assistant and providing an overview by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/2GG, w, J, a. And at the bottom of the site, there are links to take you to additional resources, such as links to learn about Oracle Digital Assistant, try Oracle Digital Assistant, and a link for chatbot developers. And finally, there will be an Accenture white paper, as Deborah just mentioned, That's going to be due out shortly at the Modern Business Experience in Las Vegas. So stay tuned. We look forward to finding out what you are interested in hearing on future HCM Cloud Talk radio shows. So please send us an email at hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com with ideas and suggestions for topics that you would like us to cover. And if you have any questions or comments about today's show, you can, of course, reach out to us by email as well. Thank you for listening to the show today to learn about the power of digital assistants for your HCM Cloud service. We hope you found the topic and information interesting and helpful for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.